Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Welcome. Have the rights to this song. Don't sing it. I don't want to get in trouble.
That's different. We can still sing All right. Welcome to the Big Party Show. You can reach out to us, of course, at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We got a lot of good response for Rebecca Rose, and she's going to be jumping on later this month, around the 23rd. All right. So if you want to talk to somebody, if you want her to reach out to someone that you have lost in your life, then you need to drop us an email. Make sure you have a contact information and who you're interested in speaking with. But it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, we take your text messages, too.
Yes, we do.
402-915-0962. Make sure you rate, review, follow, and share wherever you're listening. It's very important. That's what keeps us going, and that's what keeps this podcast rolling along smoothly. Molly, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes. Our birthdays are so close together. How strange.
I know. I love that. I think it's funny that that's the case.
Yeah.
It's good. I think it's good.
All right. So what do you want first? Today is your day. So basically this is going to be all Molly, all about Molly Day. Cause it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
You know, I'm not that person.
Well, it's okay.
You're that person, but yes. I'm like incredibly uncomfortable on my birthday.
Okay. All right. Well, I posted some stuff on our Facebook pages. I don't know if you saw all that stuff. So yeah, it's a big happy celebration.
I've stayed off social media today.
You do? You stayed off of it? Why? People are saying happy birthday to you.
I know.
You don't like
it? It just makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Really?
Yes. I really like when I think about birthday attention, like I want, like there's a part of me that just like crumbles inside. Like honestly. You know what I mean? Yes, I am not one of those people where I'm like, it's my birthday month. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, I don't do that either. And thank God you don't, because of the fact that your birthday's at the beginning of the month. I can't do a birthday month because mine's at the end.
Yes.
So you logically could do a whole month of September. Mine is the last day of August.
You could make
it. So I get a day.
You could make it. You can say, like, let's start it early. Let's get this party started.
That doesn't work that way, and it shouldn't work that way. You know, so. All right, so you ready to get motivated to start your birthday?
Let's hear it. I do love to get you motivated.
All right.
Well, happy hump day, you hustling jalapenos. Today's about to be spicy as halfway through the week, you've reached the top of the mountain. So let me see some of that big peak energy today. This ain't the day to close your eyes and miss the magic. Live in the moment and let's make today legendary, people.
I love it.
I know you love those, and it's very hard to get those F-bombs thrown out of there without throwing it off. But I know there's a lot of people listening to the podcast on the way to school with their kiddos, and I don't want them to learn
new
words.
We don't want to invite new words. I mean, we do like to do new word of the day, but it's usually something to do with poop.
Yeah.
Which is another one parents are like, really?
Well,
kids are like, sweet.
I figure kids would love that.
Oh, kids
would
love
that. So happy birthday to you, Molly.
Happy birthday, it's September. You are aging like a wine. And if your day is on the 9th, you have the most popular of all time. You were cooking since December. You were made at Christmas time. And like Frosty, you were molded and thrust into sentient life.
Sick.
Come on.
So you're a Thanksgiving baby and I'm a Christmas baby. Is that the deal?
I think so.
My God. Just good stuff. Way to think about something really unpleasant on your birthday. Where you came from.
And when.
No, thank you. Thank you, no.
Oh, come on. That guy is fantastic.
I do share my birthday. I do want to say this. I do share my birthday with Keanu Reeves.
Yes, you do. It's funny you say that because I was curious.
Yes.
I was curious. I'm like, and I love Keanu Reeves.
So do I.
I can never tell if he's the real deal.
Yes.
Because it says he always hangs out with homeless people, talks to them. He doesn't want anything. He gives all his money away. He's just a genuine good dude.
Yeah. Seriously. Right? Like, I don't think you can ever hear anything bad about him. He seems just like a really decent, well-adjusted guy, even though he's John Wick. I mean, he's stinking John Wick.
Yeah, we just recently watched everyone back to back.
What he does to that suit, my God.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not your traditional fighter. You know what I mean?
No.
He looks like he could be taken pretty easily in the movies. Because he seems kind of slow.
No. Are we watching the same movies? Are you watching it at like half speed? Are you kidding me? He's a machine.
It's a machine.
He is. John Wick movie, you're just like, this is so stinking cool.
What's your favorite John Wick? Not John Wick, but what's your favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
John Wick's up there.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay.
You know, I'm OG. I'll never forget when I saw him in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And
his first stuff right there? Kind of.
I mean, that was like probably his first breakout role as Ted.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I always like, you know, he's one of those guys where he's in, like, I don't go to the movies because of him. But if a movie's on and Keanu Reeves is in it, I'm always kind of like, oh, this will be good. This will be, you know, worth watching.
Did you like Point Break with, you know, I'm an FBI agent? That was kind of cheesy, but right?
He's so cheesy. He does a lot of cheesy movies.
Yeah.
That I can name a couple.
Speed.
Was Speed there is Speed? Another one.
Was there a Speed 2?
Yes, but he was not in Speed 2.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I think it was still Sandra Bullock, but then it was like that Jason Patrick or something like that. Like it was not, like Keanu did not come back for Speed 2.
Okay.
He was only in Speed.
What other? I can't believe you share the same birthday as Keanu Reeves. I love that guy so much.
I know. I love his name. Keanu.
Keanu.
And I mean, like, don't you remember?
He's a dog star, the man.
Yes, yeah. He is. So I yes, that is who I share a birthday with. I think that's kind of cool.
When I look at him, pictures of him, you guys could be related.
You think so?
Yeah, you guys have the same hair. Kind of the same. I'm not going to go there. Never mind. Careful. It's your birthday.
I don't even know what you're going to say. So
he
mean.
Always has a shadow.
Oh, we're going to talk about my beard.
Why don't you go as Keanu Reeves for Halloween, or something?
I'd love to rock that suit.
Yeah.
He why looks not? Amazing. I know they've been really, I was really nervous.
About what?
Because they were having this like John Wick marathon type of thing.
Okay.
And I always get nervous when they do that with celebrities. You're like, did somebody die and I didn't hear about it? You know what I mean? Like when all of a sudden you're having like a Tom Cruise marathon, you're like, Tom Cruise didn't die, did he? Because it just seems weird that all of a sudden there'll be this like marathon of a certain actor. And so to me, it always means like it's some sort of in memoriam.
All right. So Rotten Tomatoes has a list of his best movies rated by, you know, by Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And the number one they're saying is Toy Story 4. I guess I haven't watched Toy Story 4. I don't know. It got a 96%.
He's a voice in that. I'm trying to remember who he plays.
And then Speed is actually number two.
Really?
Really? Here's the critics.
Above John Wick?
Consensus. A terrific popcorn thriller. Come on.
We have to keep the bus going 55. You're like, well, this is not thrilling. We're going to run out of interstate.
Then the next one, this is number three, John Wick Chapter 4. Again, according to
Rotten
Tomatoes.
I did not like John Wick Chapter 4 as much as I liked 1 and 2.
Yeah.
1 is the best.
I agree.
I mean, all of a sudden when they killed his dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That is like, I get it. Like that he just snapped. You know what I mean? And like, it wasn't even about them stealing the car. They're like, and I just love the fact that Russian guy's like, are you an idiot? You killed John Wick's dog.
Here's the next one. Number four is Parenthood.
Oh, he is good in that. He plays the super airhead boyfriend, but he's really sweet.
How can this be legit? All right. Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah, that was
tough.
Have
you seen that?
That was a hard one. Him doing any kind of Shakespeare and stuff like that, that's always like,
whoa.
I loved My Own Private Idaho. That was a really good one.
Yeah, I like that one as well. And then it starts getting into the Wicks after that. 6, 7, Always Be My Maybe. I don't know what 8 is. I've never heard of that. River Jeds was 9. And then John Wick falls down at 10 right there. And then it just goes to Bill and Ted and Matrix and all that
stuff. You're really going deep cuts on this. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Matrix.
Yeah. Matrix.
Matrix was amazing. Yeah. I forgot about Matrix. I don't know how I forgot about Matrix, but yeah.
Didn't he play in a movie where he was an angel of some sort? Am I thinking of the wrong?
No, that sounds about right. Yeah, I don't know all of his. I'm not that big of a fan. Like, I'm a fan, but I'm not like crazy. Like,
sure sounded like at the beginning of this podcast.
Well, I mean, I like him. I'm. Let me say this. I'm a fan of his, but I'm not a rabid fan. Like, it's not like a. It's not like a Johnny Depp level where I could tell you all sorts of stuff about him. Like, I don't know much about Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
I mean, I know some things, but like, I don't know all of the movies that he's done or anything like that.
All right. Well,
you seem disappointed. I'm really sorry.
You're like, yes, I share my birthday with this guy.
I do. I thought it was cool. I didn't know that we were going to go into Rotten Tomatoes and you were going to like pull out your phone and be the downer at the party. That's like, let me go into his 17th best movie.
It's not a downer at the party. Like,
why did we have to go so deep cuts on this?
Fun facts. It was the top 10. All right.
So you were getting to like 11 and 12 and I stopped you. You were like, let's keep going down that list.
Well, I'm going to change it right here. This is from the Sweet Wylene. And this pretty much is a WTW, what the Wylene, that she said that you absolutely need 100%.
Uh-oh.
If you're the type who can't stop picking up rocks, this is for you. Clip it, strap it, or snap it. The Rocket Pocket carries the load and frees up your hands. Holds way more than your pockets and dumps out easy. It's made for rock hounds, beach combers, and anyone who collects more than they plan.
Wow.
Comment if you think this would make collecting easier for you.
How do I not have that?
Basically, if you're listening, it's like a fanny bag. Wylene would love it too, because whenever we hit a beach, she likes to hit the beach and look for shells, and it pretty much attaches right to your hip, and it's got a mesh deal, so all the river sand and the beach sand can go through, and then you just have your prize production, your prize collection.
That's amazing. I mean, when my girlfriend and I go out, we take those like. What are those 5 or 10 gallon buckets that you get at Home Depot? The orange.
Those are 5 gallons. You guys take 5 gallon buckets.
Yeah, we each carry one.
That's how many rocks and stuff you're getting.
Is it just easier? It's just easier, and it's also like so you can get bigger rocks and bigger pieces of wood. Like for me, I get a lot of rocks and wood. I do.
And you thought our conversation about John Wick was bad.
I'm not showing you any. I'm not like.
I can see him in the background. I can see him in the background.
Yes, you can see some sticks in the background. Those are from some of my walks. Yes, indeed. I have some up in my bedroom too. I have them around the house. I have different stashes of sticks. My husband's just like, what? I found one. I will say this.
What's that?
So we went on a trip, a special trip, and just a girls' trip just to go rock hunting. And we're planning another one. But we went on just the two of us. It was just rock hunting. Like, we went to bed early so we could get up early and go out and hunt on the beach. And I got this log, like a beach driftwood log. It's probably 3 feet long.
Okay.
3 or 4 feet.
What's that like when you're walking to, you know, your car, passing other people when you're carrying a log?
They're jealous. They're okay. Like, where'd you find right. that log?
Yeah, so of course
this is
they
the
are.
Thing. This is the thing. I can send you a picture of this log.
Okay. Thank you.
Good stuff. West Elm and Pottery Barn.
Okay.
Sold a copy of this log for like $200.
I mean, how did they get a copy of your log? Or is it just happen to look just, like it?
That's how cool it is. Like, it's like it? This really weird, it's up on the landing because it's big. It's okay. a big piece. So it's like an art piece up on the landing in our house.
So do you plan on selling it or you're just bragging that, hey,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm a treasure hunter and I couldn't found some believe treasure. It. Really? Okay.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I was flipping through one of the catalogs and I was like, are you kidding me right now? And they have this like where it's like driftwood, like coffee table art or something like that. Like, it's meant to be this like signature piece.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's my beach log that I brought back. And I dried it in the garage.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I waited. I didn't bring it in for like a year. I let it chill out in there for a while. And then all of a sudden I go on Pottery Barn and there it is for like hundreds right of dollars. I was like, look at that, Peter. I just saved us a ton of money. He's like, why would we buy a piece of wood?
When you can go find them like that.
When I can just find one on the beach, you're right.
Yes.
His wife's so savvy.
I'm starting to regret making this all about Molly today.
Stuff I want to talk about. You brought it up. You are the one that showed the
Wylene brought it up.
Wylene
brought it up. Yeah.
Thank you, Wylene.
Yeah, she has a couple for you today. I have a couple for you today, so you're just going to have to tune in and hang out, and we'll get to it. I do have some questions for you about your birthday, okay? If you could give your younger self – these are those typical questions. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be? What would it be from Molly, her birthday girl?
God, that's so big and heavy. I mean, it, goofy wise, it's like, keep hanging in there. Like, life's fun. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's so hard. I always think it's so hard. I saw a quote the other day that I thought was like really cool, kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And that is, what is it that you want to, what do you want to create that you leave behind?
Okay. Oh, that's a tough one.
Right.
I feel like we're creating that right now.
Yes.
With the podcast and everything. But yeah, that's a hard one.
So it was on Instagram. Hold on a second. Let me pull up the exact quote. It was on Instagram. And I was like, this is crazy because it was right. What's the thing you want to make before you go?
What's the thing I want to make before I die?
Yes. Like, what's the thing that you want to like have created? At the end of the road, by the end of the road. Like,
that's tough. That's too hard of a question. Right? It really is. It's too hard.
That came up on my birthday. That came up today. I was like, damn, time to start thinking.
No one wants to think on their birthday.
You're making me think, asking like what kind of advice I want to give younger me. You get so hot. So hot, younger Molly. It gets so much better. You're so good looking when you get older.
Okay.
Your beard comes in so nice.
Yeah,
everyone
it's so
comments
perfect.
On what a great mustache you have.
Yeah, see, that's a good one piece of advice you would give the younger Molly.
Mm-hmm. Don't shave. Let it go. Let it come in natural.
Absolutely.
And you too can look like Keanu Reeves.
Okay, let's go for number two here. Then we're going to hit the A-list. All right, looking back, what's the one thing you wish you'd done differently? Or one thing you'd wish you'd done exactly the same because it was epic. How about when you did that strip tease?
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Molly,
was pretty
during
wild.
During class did a strip tease where she's dancing and getting, did you get all the way naked or?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
During a college class.
Yes. During a college class. We had to like do something that like tackle something that scared us. And I was like, well, here you go.
It scared everybody, actually.
Somebody.
You this got an A on that one.
This is a group terror experiment. Everyone's like, please stop. I'm like, I can't. We're all going to have to live through this. Yeah, that was pretty wild. We were supposed to do something that scared us. And as somebody who is never nude,
yeah,
that was pretty scary.
So what's one thing that you wish you would have done differently? Is there anything?
Wish that I would have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in regret like that.
I don't either. I don't have regret.
I think we're all where we're supposed to be. I think yeah. we're all like on the journey that we're supposed to be on.
Could you imagine? I couldn't imagine what it's like to live with a lot of regret or some regret. I mean, I'm sure I have some regret somewhere, but I don't dwell on it or think about it ever.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I just never have ever felt terrible regret, except for when I upset the sweet white lane. Then I had regret.
That one time, she's like, there was more than one time. You're like, that one time when I really disappointed her. She's like, this week.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like, I think we're misremembering how often you've disappointed me.
I think so. I did ask her. I said, hey, I think I'm going to talk to Molly and maybe we can start recording this stuff a little bit later in the afternoon, like 5 or 6 o'clock. And she looked at me and said, you will be wasted by then.
She's like, well, that won't work with your drinking schedule unless you want to have every episode be a surprise the next day.
Yeah.
Like, I was so blackout drunk. I don't remember saying that. Every episode's like a little surprise package.
Okay, let's hit some A-list. It's the A-list report. Woo! A-list report. What's so going on?
Stuff. So the MTV VMAs are coming up this Sunday, September 7th.
Are they? Okay,
the first
cool.
time ever, they're going to be on CBS. Isn't that wild? They're going to be
oh,
on
really?
CBS. Yeah.
Where were they normally on?
MTV.
I guess you're right.
They AMA's are the MTV, MTV yeah. Video Music okay. Award.
But now, why is there the move? Why is there a move on that?
I think just to get more eyes on them. They probably are owned by the same company. I mean, it's probably some conglomerate. And now they're like, let's cross promote. I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but Lady Gaga is performing. First time in 5 years she hasn't performed. And she's out on that Mayhem tour. And so they just announced that they got her. So she's got a big week. So, on Wednesday today, she will be in Wednesday.
Okay.
So Netflix is dropping part 2 of the second season of Wednesday.
She's in Wednesday. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize. I haven't even seen the first season, to be honest with you. I always thought
it's good.
Be, is it really?
Yeah. It's Tim Burton. I mean, it's a good reimagining of Wednesday Addams, the Addams family. So, there's that. And then Mariah Carey is getting the Vanguard Icon Award. So I'm imagining that there'll probably be some moments with her.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and Tate McRae are also all performing at the VMAs this Sunday. Post Malone, like, talk about a busy week. He is now a fashion designer.
What's he doing? Those
he
jorts?
Just launched his first. I know, right?
He doesn't wear jorts, though, does he? I think he wears.
Yeah, he does.
He wears short shorts.
No, he wears short shorts too.
Does he really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He rocks all that look. It's called Austin Post. It's the fashion line. He just launched it. They had their first runway in Paris, and it's very Southwest. You know, he's from the Southwest, so, like, he is really channeling that. A lot of denim, a lot of fringe. So
he
I don't know if you want
guy.
To... Yeah,
he is
a denim guy.
He's a very much he's a terrible yes. dancer, but he's a denim guy. Actually, he's not a terrible dancer. That's just his style. I don't mind it. It's kind of entertaining.
Mm.
But yeah. So all right. So he's got his own line now.
Yes.
Sweet.
So now we can go ahead and buy Post Malone swag gear. It's not just Crocs. Because he teamed up with, like, Crocs at one point.
God,
he's totally. Like, I know they all.
Do you have Crocs yet? I just found out that my. No. my father-in-law has Crocs.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, God, because he wears cowboy boots.
Oh.
So I'm trying to imagine him with Crocs, but hey, whatever's comfortable. I've put them on once before. Have you ever tried them on before?
I don't think so.
They have these weird, unless I'm completely wrong, let me know at bigparty or bpscrasher@gmail.com. They have these little bumps in there that's supposed to massage the feet or something like that. So it keeps it, it keeps the blood flowing. But people say they're so comfortable. I mean, they almost went out of business.
I know.
They filed for bankruptcy and then somehow they got smart with some stuff, tied in with some celebrities like Bieber and those guys and Malone, mm-hmm. and then have, you know, made it out of that hole. And now they're just huge. But I have not pulled the trigger on Crocs. We must be missing out on something, Molly.
I don't need plastic shoes. I don't feel like I'm missing out on that.
They are plastic and they're not rubber. Okay.
I mean, plastic, rubber, whatever. All I'm saying is that I don't need that. Pretty sure I can go a whole summer without that.
But you know what?
What?
Millions of people can't be wrong.
My son has a pair.
Okay. What is he?
He loves them.
Okay.
Wears them with socks. Yeah, he does.
That's how you're supposed to wear them. That's how I see it. Anyway,
I know it's so not attractive, though. It's of that generation. And he'll be like, hold on a second. He'll have like white athletic socks on, run in and go put on his Crocs. I'm like, God, just get away from me.
Yeah, I feel. Oh, they do have them because they have Croc. They do have them. All right. They're Croc platform clogs for women. So basically they have a heel.
Oh,
yes. They actually look it up right now while we're BSing here. It actually looks pretty good. And I can actually see these white ones on your feet right now.
Crocs with heels, huh?
Yes. High heels. Croc high heels. Yeah. I'm looking at them right now. And I think that there's something there.
Wear them?
No, that's for women.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be. It's gender neutral. Crocs are gender neutral.
Well, I wouldn't wear the high heel ones. No, I don't. I don't even know how to walk in high heels. I've never worn high heels before.
You've never worn high heels?
I don't know. Why would I wear high heels?
You've never tried them?
No. No. They look awful. Speaking of not wearing plastic, they just look awful. Uncomfortable. But it makes your calves pop and your butt go up. So maybe I should start wearing them.
Your butt doesn't need any help. You already have a juicy booty. I don't think you need any like popping. To happen. I think we're good.
Okay.
All of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
I love
Kim Kardashian. And you're like obscene. You're like, I'm knocking stuff over.
Yeah.
My butt's getting in the way of all sorts of stuff.
I do have a Judy booty, or what would you call it?
Like juicy
a
pony booty.
A juicy booty. Juicy booty.
You love talking about your butt. You love talking up your butt.
Talking up my butt, yeah.
You do. You're like, is my butt amazing? Do people talk about it? You're like, not as much as you do.
They did when I was younger, that's for sure. That's all they talked about. Bubble butt. That's what my mother called me, bubble butt. I got a bubble butt. Can you call it a juicy butt?
Juicy booty. Juicy I like bubble booty. Butt
too. All right, any more A-list stuff going on? Is that pretty much all you
got? No, that's it. I mean, we've got the Venice Film Festival going on. There's been all sorts of stuff like that. I guess The Rock has got a new movie everybody's excited about. There's going to be a new Frankenstein.
Is it really?
Everybody's excited about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I saw The Burning Man ended. In a weird way,
very strange,
bizarre way. One, I mean, they found some body. I mean, it was
literally
awful.
In a pool of blood.
That's how they described it. And it was around the same time they lit it up. They estimate, they lit, cause at the end of, the night before the completely was over, they burn, this giant thing and they do fireworks and everybody just watches it in their weird clothes. And they found some guy. And so everyone's like, oh, my God, this isn't what the festival's all about. What is that? And then
in the news,
they're just like, he was found in a pool of blood.
They're investigating it as a homicide.
Yes. Oh, I mean, it absolutely was.
So
had to be.
It's a whole thing. And I think those are federal Because like the Department of Land Management is involved. So I'm wondering if it's like federal grounds or something like that. I mean, it's going to be a real... Burning Man's just getting weirder and weirder every year.
It is.
I just don't know if it's too many people. I don't know what it is, but it's like gotten way out of hand.
You know, they had, we talked about that orgy dome when they had that giant windstorm, it blew it down. So everybody was so disappointed.
And exposed.
And exposed that now there's no orgy dome. So they decided, some dude decided, well, I have this giant bus that's the shape of a pink taco.
Okay.
That they use to transfer people. Mm-hmm. So they turned it into an orgy bus. So now people are waiting in line to have sex on a bus like that. How bizarre.
That was really nice of him to step up. I mean, he saw that... need. Mm-hmm. He saw, I mean, there were people who were disappointed.
No, they totally were. It was weird. But here's the weirdest thing that happened also. Burning Man. There was, what do they say? Life taketh and life gives. Is that a line? I don't know. Full circle. Someone had a baby at Burning Man. Never happened before. They literally had a
and
baby.
Goes to Burning Man.
Get this. She had it in a van. So I think it was a van or a camper, but she had it.
It wasn't the taco van, was it?
No.
She wasn't. Okay.
Get this. She was 35 weeks pregnant. That's 8 months.
Okay.
She didn't know she was pregnant. That's how a pregnant woman gets into Burning Man and has a baby there. Is that possible? 35 weeks
pregnant?
There's
that show. Didn't know I was pregnant or something like that. Wasn't there like
that was a joke or something?
No, I think that was like really a show.
35 weeks, and the baby's in the NICU and everything's great. I mean, everything worked out good.
Thank God.
But that was the one thing. Now they, 35 weeks.
I don't know how you get to 8 months. I don't know how you get to that point and not know that there's something inside of you.
I agree. I would imagine you can feel it moving around. Was it indigestion in her mind?
It doesn't feel the same. It does not feel the same. You have something inside of you moving around and kicking. Like it's a very distinct feeling. It's not like, ooh.
But flutter. Wouldn't you show? Would you show, obviously?
Well, I don't know what she looked like.
Well, I guess we can all imagine
a little bit.
She was probably a bigger gal, I'm assuming.
If you were of a certain size, I could see it going undetected for a certain amount of time. I can't imagine there being like a Zoe Kravitz situation and she's 8 months pregnant and didn't know. Speaking of Zoe Kravitz, I forgot about this in A-List. There's talk that maybe she and Harry Styles are dating.
I saw them holding hands and stuff. Yeah.
She was holding onto his arm when they were in Rome. I don't know. I mean,
Harry's a player.
Everybody was saying, you know, she's really good friends. She's like besties with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift, that's one of her exes, and it was not like a good breakup. And so everyone's like, girl code. And I'm like, Taylor's fine. She's getting married to somebody else. Like, I think we can say that she's probably over Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry was one of her exes. That's right. Yeah, that is completely over. I think friends. I know.
But everybody was kind of like, girl code. I'm like, I don't think you can say girl code when you're happily moved on. I could get it if you're like, I'm still single and still hung up on this guy that broke my heart. And you're like, oh, I feel bad because I'm dating him. Like, that's bad girl code.
Okay.
Girl code like, if suddenly one of my friends came to me and was like, I'm dating one of your exes, I'd be like, okay, I'm married. I like, have fun. There's a reason we broke up. You'll find out soon. That.
All right. We're going to get back to your questions. And by the way, if you've ever gotten pregnant, had a baby and did not know you were pregnant, give us a call or reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. I have questions.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. All right. Molly's birthday today. If your younger self could see you today, what's the first thing they'd say? I have two options. Wow. Nailed it. Or seriously, what were you thinking?
I don't look that different from when I was younger.
I don't either, except I'm heavier and I'm just obviously older. I shaved my head off, you know. I'm not fit like I was. So, I mean, I don't know what year we'd have to go to just as younger self. I think my younger self would be pleasant, like going, okay, but.
No, your younger self would be horrified. I'm fat and bald. You only have, you got to pick one. You don't get to be both. You're like, well, you are. Surprise.
Enjoy. That's the advice I would tell my younger self. I'd say, don't go to fast food joints.
Really?
Remember, yes, because when I went here, came back to the U.S. when I was living, because I went to high school in Germany, graduated from there, was in shape like crazy. We didn't have fast food joints there in Germany like that. So we never, there's a McDonald's and a KFC and we never went, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got here back to the U.S., I was so crazy in love with all these different fast food joints. This is at like 19 years old. 20 yeah. years old. And so I would just, that's all I ate. I'd like I remember distinctively going to Burger King and all I wanted was that original chicken sandwich. And I would eat yeah. it nonstop and fries. And then all of a sudden I looked in the mirror and all that was gone.
If you want to eat like that, you got to work out like that.
Yes. And I wasn't working out like that. I thought it was in my youth thinking, oh, this will last forever. Nope.
I think that's one thing that I would tell my younger self, go to the gym.
Go to the gym and fall in love with it no matter what.
Yeah, like I would say like that would be the one thing is that I never I was laughing with a friend of mine. We're friends from college.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember you having a job in college. And he's like, yeah, I worked the front desk at the gym.
Oh, that's why.
I was like, oh, well, then I never
saw
you.
Why?
So I think I would say that because like it's like a good habit to get into.
Yeah.
I was skinny.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't like.
That was from an eating disorder.
Borderline, pretty much. Were you a teen girl in the United States? Yes. Then you had a borderline eating disorder at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was always like, I was skinny or just. I wasn't muscular, you know what I'm saying? And I think that looking back, I wish I would have built up a better muscular skeleton.
Okay.
I was never like in sports or anything. I wouldn't do sports. I wouldn't be like, Molly, you should do sports. I wouldn't do sports, but I'd be like, maybe go to the gym and lift a couple weights.
So you think your younger self, if they saw you today, would be okay with everything?
I think so. I mean, I think even it'd be
with your children, with your husband and.
Oh, yeah. No, I think. All right. I think my younger self would be surprised.
OK. Ooh.
Like, I think my younger self would be like, we got married and had kids. I'd be like, I know. Right. Who would have ever thought? And they're like, certainly not me at this point in my life. You're telling me the advice is the gym, but you buried the lead on the fact that we're married with kids.
Yeah. Two of them at that. All right. Here's another next question. What's one lesson this past year has taught you that your younger self would be shocked to hear? These are all questions you should ask on your first date, by the way.
Wow. If you want to never have a second date. If somebody was hitting me up with this on a first date, I would totally be like, oh, that's my friend on the phone. I think they're in the hospital. I got to go by.
So what's one lesson this past year that your younger self would be shocked to hear?
You're not your job.
Ooh, that's pretty heavy. You're not your job.
You're not your job.
I never thought of this as like a real job, but yeah.
That you're not defined by what you do.
Okay.
You are your own person. And it's not what you, everybody talks about like the way you spend your days is the way you spend your life. Mm-hmm. And I think what the realization is that you think because you do something for so long and do it every day, that somehow that is the cornerstone of who you are. And what the reality is that there's so many different facets. There's things that you do every day that have nothing to do with what you do for a living.
Sure, sure.
That are just as important to who you are.
Hey, I saw something this morning. They're talking about journaling.
Yes.
And they had mentioned that one thing you should always put in your journal, and I know you journal, is something that you're proud of accomplishing.
Really?
Yeah. Like something you're proud that you accomplished that day.
So I shouldn't write a hit list every day?
No. Do you do that? You don't do that in your
stuff
journal.
Stuff that pissed me off today.
Yeah. So you don't do that in 10. Your you don't do that on your journal? Your journal?
No,
your journal
I should. Okay. I mean,
that's what it said. I don't know.
What Whatever. Wait, let me write this down. What am I supposed to do?
Something that you're proud of accomplishing.
Each day?
Each day. I don't journal. I don't know. There was just a big segment on journaling. I watch very captivating stuff in the morning. So yeah.
Journaling is really important.
Oh, I know. I just don't do it. I take notes constantly on stuff going mm-hmm. on, but that's about it. I don't, you know.
Something I'm proud of every day. I got out of bed.
There you go. That could be that easy. That could be totally that easy.
I got all right. dressed.
All right. So here's your last question on your birthday.
Oh, boy. I'm in hot today.
If you could send a text to your younger self on your birthday, would it be motivational, funny, or brutally honest?
Ooh, probably brutally honest.
Really?
That or you'd
send
you
a
up?
Text? Yeah. You up. You're sending yourself you that. Up? You up. All right. That's it.
What would you send yourself? What would you text you?
I would just say happy birthday. I mean, I text. This is how I do it. I don't do a whole lot of Facebook happy birthdays. Mm-hmm. I tend to do it just
one-on-one. Text somebody.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that do that as well. Not that it's anything against it, but and I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, you know, but it's if it's personalized, then I can tell. But it's when it gives you an option to say happy birthday, Molly, with a, you know, celebration and a cake.
Yes.
And if you go down your Facebook page, you'll see if there's 100 of them.
They're all that.
100 messages, probably 90% of them are the same thing. So
leave it to you to notice. You're like, this person didn't put any thought into this at all. Check. What am I proud of today?
Care.
Not being as petty as I wanted to be. I could have been so much pettier than I was.
Hey, we're not done yet. Now we're going to play Name That Tune, okay?
What?
You're going to name this tune.
Okay.
Shot, shot, more than a fart. These are the things that I do with my butt. Come on. I'm taking a poo. Come on.
Poor Tears for Fears is actually crying.
You did it. That. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Shart. Where do you find this stuff? It's so incredible. It really is
incredible.
That's
What the Wylene. That was What the Wylene. That 100% was What the Wylene.
That's
and
awesome.
I was so 100% proud when I saw that. And I looked to her and I said, that's the kind of stuff that I need.
She's like, you're disappointing me again today.
All right. So, hey, lottery's going on. Big
yes.
thing. Big thing. 1.3 billion I saw. So,
okay. Oh.
But there's some people that there's a lot of $1 million winners and a lot of winners. So don't throw your tickets away before you check. That's for sure.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just to have a million.
God. Yeah, I think 10,000 would be nice. You know, I think any amount of winnings would be nice. I've won $100 one time. And that was frustrating.
Then I quit my job.
Yeah, that was a frustrating moment because I got, I think I got three numbers and then the next two numbers were like one number off.
Oh,
from the
no.
whole thing.
Yeah.
So, and you always hear those stories of, you know, people not buying the tickets. I feel like I have a friend that used to buy a ticket for, actually I do. She used to buy a ticket for her mom, right?
Oh,
every yeah. week, same numbers. And that, I don't know if this is true, but the day that she decided
she
not to do it, the numbers came in and the mom got a hold of her and said, oh my God, I think we won. And she's had to tell her I didn't get the ticket.
That sounds like urban legend.
I hear you. I hear
that
you.
That sounds like such made up, like, and then this happened.
Yeah. Is Peter still buying tickets for the kiddos?
I hope so. I'll have to
have a tradition thing going, we're going to win this.
I know. And then the kids stay up. That was the best one. That was my favorite one time where I went to say goodnight to the kids and they're like, did we win? I'm like, yeah. You have to stop telling the kids that this is going to happen. They're up in their rooms wondering if they've got to go to school tomorrow. Like, it's like some kids do that because it's a snow day. Our kids are doing it because they're wondering if the lottery comes in. Please go upstairs and tell them to go to bed.
Have you ever thought of pranking them like that?
Like, oh, that'd be so mean.
You can go, oh my God. And just see the look on their face and then just kind of go, we lost again.
That's such a dad. I would leave that to Peter. That's a dad thing. That's not a mom thing. Yeah. If I did that, they'd be like, that's not you. Why are you pretending and then letting us out? My favorite lottery story when it comes to the kids.
What's that?
Is the lottery was really big one time. I can't remember what it was. And Declan came home.
This one's huge.
Declan came home from school and I was like, hey, just to let you know, dad's picking up, you know, lottery tickets for the big lottery tonight. He's like, thank goodness. Do you know you have to be 18 to buy lottery tickets? He'd gone into the convenience store and he's like, I will take this here Slurpee and one of your fine there lotto tickets. He was like in sixth grade and he tried to buy a lottery ticket. Oh,
that's awesome. That is
funny. He's like, you've
got to
be 18. I was like, yeah, I know that. I guess I didn't.
What an old soul.
I know. That, he wanted to play so bad.
All right. This is the last What the Wylene for you. Okay. On your birthday.
May you holler.
Stop it.
I'm the man's man. Hallelujah, holler, mayor. Yeah. Hallelujah, holler, mayor.
Oh.
Holler, mayor. Holler, mayor. Hallelujah, I'm mayor, man.
No, make it stop. How long is it?
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, please let that be whipped cream or like, stop it. God.
What is that?
I don't know. Is it like a trend?
That's a second mailman.
Yes.
It's a different person.
That's a different person than the other mayo guy that you had. And I mean, this is terrifying. Is there like a whole subgroup of TikTok that has this? Because these people are sick.
Yes.
They need help. They need serious help. How did they get out of their car without getting whatever that I have to believe that that isn't mayonnaise. I have to believe that that's like shaving cream or something.
Okay. Here, let me. I don't know. I'm looking at him and he has
a
jar.
That's a lot of mayonnaise. Like where that's not
look
one
at his
jar
handle,
with
his car handle. Why did they do it in their car?
That other guy didn't do it in his car. He did it in the kitchen.
Oh, he did it in the kitchen. That's right. This
one's
guy's
in the car. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm flexing his chest.
That's not mayo. There's no way.
Look how he takes this. Love mayo. But when this guy takes a big mouthful of it, I get nauseated three times. And I've probably seen
it. You have to stop it. You have to stop. It's not allowed. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We need a palate cleanser right now. So here we go.
September, you are aging like a wine, and if your day is on the 9th, you have the most popular of all time. You were cooking since December, you were made at Christmas time, and like Frosty, you were molded and thrust into sentient life. Happy birthday, it's September, you're the product of Christmas. Happy birthday, it's September.
Good God. That guy has amazing eyelashes, by the way.
Oh my God. That, yeah, he has
he has just really pretty eyes.
He does it for every month. He does a lot of stuff. I don't know who he is. I don't know how I found him, but I did find him. And
I think we need to make that a monthly thing then for people to like to celebrate.
He's got every month. He talks about how you were, you know, how you came about and at what time of the year you came about, which is interesting because no one really thinks about that on their birthday.
No.
Right?
unless they're forced to by their co-host.
Yeah. When was Declan? What year is, what month is Declan?
He's a Christmas baby.
So he was born in Christmas. Okay.
He was born 2 days after Christmas. Yep.
Okay. And then Mara is?
November. She's a Thanksgiving baby.
Okay. Let's do the math, people.
I don't even want to do the math, and they're my children. Like, it's like, ooh.
All right, leave us with this old lady yoga. What is this?
Speaking to my younger self about going to the gym, I've been trying to hit the gym. And one of the things that I've decided to do is get back into yoga. And instead of just going full force into like regular yoga, I went and checked out a gentle yoga class.
What is a gentle yoga class? I've done yoga once in my life and it was very difficult.
Well, I thought it was going to be like just starter yoga. And it was basically like sit and fit. I was the youngest person there by decades.
Oh, wait, did you go do this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So. Oh,
like
really?
I went, like I signed up for the class and I was like, oh, I'm going to go. Like I figured it was like an introductory to yoga, like getting back into yoga. Oh no. It was me and like 18 Cheryls. Like seriously. Really? Oh my God.
Did you stick with it though?
Yeah. I mean, I showed up. Okay. I came in, it had already started and I was like, oh, sorry. Like, hey. And so I went and I got a mat and I rolled it out and everything like that. So at that point I hadn't been able to check out the room.
Yeah. Oh.
So then we're doing yoga and, you know, you do some twists and all of a sudden I'm like checking out the room and we're doing these twists. And I was like, I feel like
it's like a geriatric yoga.
Yeah. Like I was class. Like, are you all going to play mahjong after this? Like, I feel as though I just crashed the Betty party. Like it was seriously like there was one old dude. One, and then the rest were just absolute gray-haired older ladies.
So there was an old guy checking out the older ladies.
Yes,
obviously.
I'm like, this old guy's checking out all the birds. Like, check this out.
Because that's the reason why I've heard from people, like guys, why they go to yoga is because of the girls.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
They can check out the ladies getting, you know, in the moves, whatever you guys do at yoga. I did the sweat box one or whatever you call it. I did that a long time ago. And it was, I don't know why I didn't stick with it because by the time you get done and you walked out, I remember it was summertime and I just did it with a radio bit or whatever. And I was like, I jumped out of the shower. I was that soaked.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got out into the hot summer, it was so cool and refreshing and I felt so amazing. That I never went back. Only because it's so hot.
Yeah, I don't like the hot room. I don't like the hot box yoga. That's not my thing.
But you are into old lady yoga. So.
I didn't realize that I was signing up for old lady yoga. They were all kind of like checking me out, and I got it because this is their weekly thing. Like they all know each other.
Yeah.
And they all do this every week. I was the interloper. I'm the one that like just randomly signed up because I decided it's time for me to use that gym membership. And I was like, you know what? Gentle yoga. Just ease our way in. We don't want to go in too hot and heavy with downward dog.
Of wording that. That is funny.
And so I realized I was like, oh, this is like gentle as in like you don't
gentle. don't want to break a hip.
No. It was
Did you get a good workout then, or what do you think?
It was so soothing. Like, it was so soothing. Like, the lights are down.
Move this way.
Seriously, like, it is just so zen because they're not pushing these ladies that hard. I mean, and so I've gone back one other time. I went back, and it was a different class, so it wasn't the same people. But again, it was like me and a bunch of 70-year-olds. Like, I was like, hi, ladies. They're like, you look like a daughter. I was like, yep. I guess I'm hanging out with you birds today.
Oh, God.
What's going on? Are we playing bridge after this? Yeah. Or are we going to go hit? Are we going to go get some lunch?
There you go.
After the gentle yoga?
Have a good birthday, everybody. Yeah. Leave a message for Molly. I'll leave you at this one fact, and then we'll exit. Don't forget, Friday, we have Fun Factory.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you have any dumb questions, we take those as well. Again, you can reach us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Pretty simple.
Toilet paper was not used in the United States until the late 19th century. Before that, people used newspaper, leaves, and corn cobs. That's right, corn cobs. That's a poop fact.
Corn cobs? I'm guessing that was a Midwestern thing.
Why?
I don't know.
Corn cobs?
Yeah.
That just
I guess whatever you
I thought they were
find.
Eating corn in that because they were like poop facts. Like corn doesn't get digested. You'll see it.
Oh, I have that.
For sure. I don't. I'm sure you do. Save it for another day. I don't want us to go through all these poop facts.
No
in
way.
One...
Hey, I guess go through them all in one show.
No, of course
I
not.
Had to wait.
You gotta wait. You gotta make that last.
Corn cobs of all things. That's amazing. I mean,
honey, I'm on my way to the bathroom. We have any cobs around the house?
No, you don't say the bathroom. You say you're going to poop waterfalls or something. I remember.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Poop words of the day. Every day.
Like it splashed. And I was like, it shouldn't be splashing. It shouldn't be splashing. Nope.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thank you for a very lovely birthday.
You bet. Absolutely. Again, don't forget, we have merch on our website. It's bigpartyshow.com.
And we want to thank Bythewood Creative. You can go to bythewoodcreative.com. Make something remarkable happen. Tailored solutions built specifically for each client. So think of it as like a big agency kind of result, but without the big agency price tag.
Okay. All right. We're out of here. We'll see you Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.